6 years ago, Czech film director David Ondříček scored a huge hit in the Czech Republic with the film Samotáři, or Loners, a hip and funny comedy depicting the quirky and wayward lives of 20-somethings in the Czech capital. Ever since, audiences have come to expect a lot from the director, more so following the relative disappointment that was his third film, One Hand Clapping. Now, the director is back with Grand Hotel, just released in the Czech cinemas. What's the film about? In today's arts, you'll find out. The first thing one can say about Grand Hotel is that it is beautifully filmed, set in an unusual location not often explored on Czech screens, the town of Liberec and its surroundings in northern Bohemia. In this film especially, location is everything. The camera often dwells on images of the far-off mountains and the ever-changing weather that are the perfect setting for the film's main protagonist, Fleischmann. Why? Scriptwriter Jaroslav Rugish explains.
I was thinking about Liberec because that's, in my point of view, one of the most interesting cities in Czech Republic. It's a bit lost in the north, surrounded by mountains, and it's like raining there all the time. And it has like very special atmosphere, also because of the history. And I had a story in my head about one 30-year-old guy who is not able to move from this town. He's full of such a anxiety. He has never had a girl, and he's living in the old hotel, and the only thing he's interested in is the weather. And he's like every day checking the temperature, pressure, and he knows everything about clouds.
It turns out that Fleischmann, an eccentric but ultimately friendly spirit, works in one of the Czech Republic's most instantly recognizable hotels. A 1960s architectural jewel, the rounded metallic spire known as Ješked, that sits atop the Czech Republic's Ješked mountain. Setting the film there, says Rugish, wasn't a difficult decision.
It was the end of May, and it started to snow. The sun was shining, and in a minute there was a storm with snow. And we said, yeah, Fleischmann is observing the weather. That's the right place for him. That's it.
In effect, for better or for worse, Fleischmann is lost in Bohemia, unable to escape the area of his birth. He'd like to, but he simply can't, deeply affected by his parents abandoning him at an early age. Whenever he tries to leave, he suffers anxiety attacks of such severity he is always forced to turn back, or source of some of the film's dark but comic scenes. If there is an escape of sorts, it is in the clouds. Fleischmann watches them day by day, even as ordinary life seeps in around him. There are arguments with his boss, there is something of a friendship with the wonderfully sleazy local waiter Patka, and of course there is the love interest, played by the petite and wide-eyed Klára Isová, all employed at the hotel. Did I say love interest? Fleischmann, in all his geekiness, is of course the last to see it, though Isová's character grows closer to him as the story progresses.
Když plave?
Jako prostě ve vodě?
No, jako prostě ve vodě. Jestli by se s náma teď to nejel na výlet.
Who is Fleischmann? In a sense, a character following in a long line of naive little guys in Czech cinema, outcasts in everything from closely watched trains to Return of the Idiot to The Butners. He and all of the other characters in the film are effectively trapped in the Grand Hotel, their lives not going really anywhere, turning in circles. Fleischmann, meanwhile, is excellently played by actor Marek Taclík, whose face and expressiveness and depth are still largely undiscovered country. He is fascinating to watch. Taclík nails the character, making him convincing in all but a very few of the film's scenes. Jaroslav Rugish again.
I saw just only a few screen tests David did with him, and for me it was from the first moment sure that he is the right Fleischmann, that he is maybe born for this character. And I know him a bit, just a bit as a person, and I know he came to Prague also from the north, from Ústí nad Labem, and I can imagine that he was really able to relate to Fleischmann. He's a great actor, and I really appreciate it.
At the core is Fleischmann at 30, and the question is, will he or the others break the spell and find happiness and freedom? Slowly, Fleischmann finds his way, planning on escaping Liberec in, of all things, a hot air balloon. As Klára Isová's character grows closer to him as well, the question becomes, will she accompany him too? Things slowly reach ahead. A fight ensues between Isová's character and sleazy boyfriend Batka in one of the film's best scenes in the hotel kitchen. Realizing she means to leave him, he displays an unforgettable fireworks of ineffectual jealousy, insecurity, and rage. Many utensils are scattered, and many eggs destroyed. Director David Ondříček.
All scenes in this film I very like, but my most favorite scene, and which I really liked on the set, was the fight in the kitchen, which is two and a half minutes in one shot, and it was... to be honest, I was really moved after this shot, and I like it very much.
Looking into the microcosm of life in the hotel, one has to wonder why characters like Fleischmann and the others trapped there, especially the beautiful Klára Isová, don't just pack up and leave earlier. A lot has to do with the region itself. Even if it's a backwater, it's a gorgeous and magical one. And Yeshket, even more than Fleischmann, is perhaps the film's most important character. Director David Ondříček again.
One of the most important things in this film is set and location. The location is a very magic place, and we stay there 3 months on that hotel on the top of the hill, 1,000 meters above sea level. For us, it was some kind of psychotherapy, I mean the crew and actors. And I say that after the film, we are different than before. We just waited a lot of time for weather. This film is a lot about weather, and we just waiting. And it was, for me, it was very frustrated, because sometimes we waiting for weather 2 days or something like that, and on the top of the hill outside of hotel, weather change a lot every 10 minutes, and it was very frustrated.
In the end, though, there's no question that waiting paid off. Many of the shots are stunning, and we see the surrounding hills at all times of day and night, in all kinds of conditions, early morning mist or summer afternoon. By the end, the audience too will feel at home. Different than before, says director David Ondříček? Yes, why not? Grand Hotel is different in the sense that it is unafraid to explore fully the genius Loki of an area and to incorporate it intrinsically into the story, far more than just any backdrop. And while the story of the late bloomer Fleischmann may not appeal to everyone, some will find it too lyrical or not take to its quirky humor, at least he is a character most of us can understand. When, at last, he overcomes his irrational need to leave, we know why. Yeshket is a beautiful place, one that he and his new girlfriend love.